Rob Vanstone, a beat reporter from the Regina Leader Post, joins us once again. Rob, I think it's safe to say the Riders will look at the game film, and I expected to see a lot of a running attack tonight until the Eskimos prove they can stop the run.
Yeah, I think that's, even if the conditions being what they might or were forecast to be tonight, I think it might be one of those classic fall football games where you have to move the ball in smaller increments and you have to pound away. So and I think that's conducive to the style of football that's going to be played down the stretch most years. So I think with the run this year, especially with Darian Durant out of the lineup now for the Rough Riders, the approach is going to be, we're going to run the ball until you show you can stop it.
Who is the best running back in Saskatchewan?
Ooh, boy. Anthony Allen has been the one who's had the most carries. Will Ford is the most explosive. Jerome Messam is the most punishing. If I had to pick one of them to ride for the rest of the year, I would probably go with Anthony Allen. He seems to be the combination of both. He's big enough that he can run over some people, and he's elusive enough that he can escape a few of them. So, but I don't. That's by no means a lock. Jerome Messam is I think had the best games any running back has had here, or at least the best halves. He's been dominant in a couple of second halves against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. But over the course of the year, I think Allen has been their default guy. So I would have to say it would be him, but not by much of a margin.
What have you seen in Sunseri as far as development since he's had to take over the starting job?
He just seemed to grasp the moment last week against Ottawa, at least in the second half. He'd thrown for 114 yards over his first six quarters as a Rider starting quarterback, barely the length of a CFL field from goal line to goal line. And all of a sudden, it just seemed to lock in for him, if that makes any sense. And suddenly, maybe the game slowed down a bit for him. It might speed up very quickly tonight against the Eskimos defense, but it seemed that suddenly he just got it, and he was getting rid of the ball on time. He wasn't spending 5 seconds in the pocket. He wasn't looking tentative. It was a very timely change of turnaround for Tino Sinceri, because had he not done that, especially against an expansion team, I'm not sure he'd even be starting tonight.
Really?
Huh. You really wondered. I mean, had that persisted much longer against Ottawa, would they have made a change at quarterback? I mean, if you're not going to perform against an expansion team, what is the likelihood of you doing it against an Edmonton Eskimos defense that's been so good this year? And I just wonder if it was one of those turning point games for Tino Sinceri and maybe for the Rough Riders as well.
Well, the Eskimo defense, you know, they're great at applying pressure. There's no doubt about that. The run defense hasn't been to the level they've wanted the last few games anyway, and I think that's why we saw a change. Jefferson comes out. They bring in McKinley just to have an extra interior D lineman, because they're going to try to, ensure that they're not getting ran on by Saskatchewan, because, as you just said, Rob, if Saskatchewan can't run the ball tonight, I'm not sure there's a lot of confidence that Sunseri can pass the ball consistently downfield.
Yeah, some confidence was engendered by the way he performed in the second half. Again, it was against Ottawa, though. He threw for 260 yards last week, and all but 26 of those were after halftime. And they do have a pretty good receiving core, Weston Dressler and Taj Smith, Rob Bagg, Chris Getzlaff. I mean, there's three 1,000-yard receivers in that group. So they do have the capability of throwing the ball at least to a degree. I'm not sure George Cortez, the Riders' offensive coordinator, would object a great deal if Edmonton really did stack the box, because he's a coach who likes to take the shots downfield, and if you give him those matchups, he's going to take them regardless of whether it's Darian Durant or Tino Sinceri or Tom Wilkinson, Rusty Clark, Don Trull, or Corey Kohlhauer, quarterback. So. Threw some old Eskimos names at you there.
Yeah, I loved it. Rob Vanstone joins us, beat reporter for the Regina Leader Post. Of course, Riders in town tonight to take on the Eskimos. The Riders' defense, how do you expect that? You know, John White gives the Eskimos, I think he's their best pure running back. Mike Riley coming off, in his eyes or ears, his worst game of the season at Darius Bowman, the same thing. If you're Saskatchewan and you've talked to them, how do they attack the Eskimos?
I think that's the correct word. They attack. They are a high-pressure defense. And they're going to want to try to get to Mike Rowley before Mike Rowley can get the ball to Fred Stamps, Darius Bowman, et cetera, et cetera. And that has been their philosophy. They're leading the league in quarterback sacks. And they're able to get pressure without blitzing a lot of the time. So, I mean, they've got 50 quarterback sacks, and 42 of them are by defensive linemen. So they don't have to rely a lot on linebackers to exert pressure. So I would expect those down linemen for the Rough Riders, and maybe with a blitz or two thrown in, Tyron Brackenridge most notably, to really get after Mike Rowley. And if they can't, there's a possibility of Mike Rowley going haywire passing yardage tonight.
Rob Vanstone joins us. Rob, the Riders, you know, when Durant went down, a lot of people were like, oh, geez, you know, what's going to happen? There was some talk early about Henry Burris, and, man, Henry Burris was great in that game against Saskatchewan last week. You know, there's still, I think it's a week or so away. Like, you mentioned Sinceri. If he didn't have that great comeback, well, maybe he's not starting. Are the Riders going to stick regardless of what happens with these two young guys remaining of the way?
That's what they're saying. Corey Chamberlain said just over a week ago, they're not changing. I still wonder, though, if Tino Sinceri just can't do the job against the tougher opponents, and if that happens to coincide with Ottawa not having a sniff of making the playoffs, what do you do? Do you not at least make a call to Ottawa and inquire? If the only missing piece to repeating, or the only obvious missing piece as far as having a legitimate chance of repeating as a Grey Cup champion, is a quarterback, don't you kick the tires a little bit and see if they might make that move?
Yeah.
There's a lot of ifs there, and that's how I presented it initially when I wrote about it. But if Tino Sinceri is not performing well against Edmonton or Calgary, and that's pretty much what the Riders' schedule is for the remaining month and a half of the regular season, is it not worth a call to Marcel Desjardins to see if, A, Henry Burris is available, and if so, what the price would be?
Yeah, I would agree with that. The quarterback, you can't win without one in the CFL. It's obvious. We've seen it time after time after time. And the Eskimos know it more than anyone after they traded Ricky Ray.
Yeah, so that underlines everything, doesn't it, Jason?
Yeah. Oh, but, you know, the laughable part of that is there's some Eskimo fans that still think that was the right trade.
Man, I'm not even sure Eric Tillman would say it's the right trade anymore.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. I'd love to have him admit that it wasn't, but I'm not sure if he ever would. That would be great. You know him very well. I don't know if he'd ever change his mind on that one. When you look at the West, for Edmonton, to me, I think it's a must-win game tonight if they want home field advantage or at least a shot at it. Otherwise, they're 4 points back. You look at BC and Winnipeg. You know, if Saskatchewan loses to Edmonton, they still play them twice, but they're far from out of it. You know, this is a pretty big game for the Riders as well.
Oh, sure it is. You know, they have first-place aspirations. Home playoff games are going to be decided on the basis of these last 6 weeks. It's, you know, half of the Riders' games are against Edmonton. I mean, it's huge for the Riders because even though they're 9-3, to an extent, it might be a bit of a soft 9-3 because they have not played Edmonton and they have not played Calgary. And so let's see how significant it is to be 9-3 at this point, is if they can go into Edmonton and win. You know, Edmonton's already beaten Calgary. The Riders haven't played Calgary yet. So it's a real test for the Rough Riders, as much as they're ahead of Edmonton in the standings, and even though they're the defending champions, their schedule has been pretty favorable to date, and that certainly changes over the remainder of the regular season with Edmonton and Calgary virtually every week.
Yeah, see, I look at the Eskimos, and they lost three in a row to Calgary. If they lose to Saskatchewan, everybody looks at the record and says, yeah, but you've lost to the two teams ahead of you. It's pretty big. I didn't know that Calgary, they would play Edmonton three times and Calgary twice in their final six games. So that's massive.
It's just Alberta, and then a Montreal game thrown in for a little diversity.
Well, Robbie, enjoy the game tonight. It should be a good one. We'll be a jam-packed stadium tonight. A lot of fun, a lot of chirps between two fan bases, and hopefully an entertaining football game.
Oh, this is getting so good. It has that playoff air to it already, and October isn't even here yet. So I think it'll be a fun one, regardless of where the allegiances lie.
Appreciate your time as always, Rob.
Thanks for your time, Jason. Take care.